Hey everyone, it's your girl Avery Hart here, coming at you live from my little corner of calm in a world that often feels anything but. You know, life can be a roller coaster, right? One minute you're cruising along, the next you're facing down that gnarly drop with your stomach doing somersaults. And sometimes those drops aren't just metaphorical. Sometimes they manifest as real life fears, anxieties, and phobias that can really throw us off our game. But guess what? We don't have to let them win. That's why today, we're diving deep into the powerful world of Stoic Calm, specifically how it can help us conquer those pesky fears and phobias head on. Now, before you picture me in a toga reciting ancient philosophy, chill out. This isn't about becoming some Stoic statue devoid of emotions. It's about harnessing the wisdom of the Stoics to develop that inner resilience, that unshakable calm that lets us face our fears with courage and grace. Think of it like this. Your fear is a wave and you are the surfer. Instead of being swept away, you learn to ride that wave, using its energy to propel you forward. Cool, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways from the Stoic Toolbox for conquering fears. First up, acceptance. Ever heard that saying, fake it till you make it? Well, Stoicism flips that on its head. It's about accepting your fear as a valid emotion, not battling or denying it. Think of it like acknowledging a thunderstorm brewing outside. You don't try to ignore it, you prepare for it. Same goes with fear. Acknowledge it, but don't let it control you. Second, reframing. This is where the magic happens. We often get caught up in the negative narrative our fears create, that spiraling what-if scenario that just amplifies the anxiety. But Stoicism teaches us to reframe those thoughts. Instead of "what if I failed," ask yourself, "what can I learn from this experience?" Remember, fear often stems from a perceived threat, but Stoics understand that we have control over our perceptions. Third, focus on what you can control. It's easy to get bogged down by things outside of our control, the outcome of a situation, other people's reactions, the unpredictability of life itself. But guess what? We can control our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. So focus your energy there. Instead of worrying about the storm, channel your energy into securing your boat. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This is where you take a step back from the whirlwind of emotions and just observe. Breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and feel your body. Mindfulness helps us ground ourselves in the present moment, reducing that anxiety-fueled future projection. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental roller coaster. Finally, act with courage. Stoicism isn't about being fearless, it's about facing our fears head-on with bravery and determination. Remember, every time you confront a fear, you gain a little bit more confidence, a little more inner strength. Think of it like stepping outside your comfort zone. Each step forward, no matter how small, builds resilience. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who has a crippling fear of public speaking. She's been avoiding presentations, networking events, even simple conversations in groups because the thought sends her into a tailspin. But Sarah decides to take a Stoic approach. First, she accepts that this fear is real and valid. Then, she reframes those negative thoughts. Instead of "I'm going to fail miserably," she thinks, "this is an opportunity for growth." She focuses on what she can control: her preparation, her delivery, her body language. She practices mindfulness exercises to calm her nerves before the big day. And finally, she takes a deep breath and walks onto that stage with courage. Sarah still feels nervous, but now she's equipped to handle it. And here's the kicker, folks. You don't have to be a Stoic philosopher to tap into this power. These principles are available to anyone willing to embrace them. So take it from me, practice these Stoic tools and watch your fears transform into stepping stones on your journey to resilience and inner peace. Remember, you've got this. Take those small steps, celebrate your victories, and never underestimate the power of a calm mind facing any challenge. Keep that Stoic spirit burning bright. Until next time, keep shining your light, Avery Hart out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.